ভগবদ্গীতা অল দ্য ডক্ট্রিন অফ ভাগবত অলসো বেসিক্যালি ইফ ইউ আস্ক আ কোয়েশ্চন What is the divine work? The answer is, the divine work is to manifest the divine powers, divine consciousness, at a critical point where human being is ascending upwards and is blocked. He breaks that blockade and lifts the humanity upwards. This is the real work of the avatar. The avatar does not come to manifest miracles. Although he may not deny miracles, he may not refrain from miracles, but he does not come on the earth to perform miracles. That is not his basic task. Most of the avatars have not performed miracles on the earth. Christ has done. In a certain sense, we might say that all avatars have done some kind of miracles. Because basically, miracle is the intrusion of a higher principle in a lower principle. In the established order of the world, when you introduce a new kind of a knowledge, which is not easily available in that field, then you call a miracle. In that sense, for example, all the scientific inventions which are today working in the world, from a certain point of view, are all miracles. You switch on the light and the light comes up. It's a kind of a miracle. But now, because we know the whole process, we don't call it a miracle, but to the outsider it may look like a miracle. Similarly, the power of healing. To many people it may seem to be a miracle. You just touch somebody and somebody becomes all right. But we do not know that actually there is a kind of energy in the world. And you can concentrate that energy in your body. You can become like a dynamo. And then you can transmit it. If you know this principle, it is no more a miracle, it is simply intrusion of a principle not known to others and action of that particular energy, and you can call it a miracle. But actually it's an old process of a higher level working at a lower level. Therefore, in a sense you might say all avatars perform miracles because they bring something of the higher consciousness and act on the earth. The way in which Sri Rama acted, his whole life is a miracle. Not that he showed any particular miracle, great thing which was not happening, but the kind of manhood that he manifested, the kind of completeness of a manhood, is itself a miracle. To show all kinds of virtues together and to combine them together in one consciousness is also a miracle. It was not widespread. It was not known to people that such a human life is possible, such a consciousness is possible. In fact, if you read the Valmiki's Ramayana, there is a dialogue between Narada and Valmiki. And the question is, Valmiki was keen to write a story of one who manifested all the virtues together. And then it is Narada who says that such a personality exists, and that is Sri Rama. And you write his story, all the virtues put together. So you might say that also is a miracle by itself, to combine all the qualities together and to act, manifest those qualities together, to bear the burden of life and not to flinch from it. At every circumstance, whenever there was a great crisis, he faced it with the majesty of an avatar.